clic. Dibujando en conexión.
Ascendimos sin razón,
como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. נשמע שוב את כינות דוד ניגון הלב.
Let's sing as one, and we'll see how love will cover all the crimes. As we unite, walk together from the darkness to the light.
Rabash writes, a person should work only for the Creator, meaning without any reward. This means that he's ready for complete devotion without any reward, without any return being born out of this his devotion. Rather, this is the core, his purpose, that he wants to annul his self before the Creator, meaning cancel his will to receive, which is the existence of the creature. This is what he wants to annul before the Creator. It follows that this is his goal, meaning his goal is to give his soul to the Creator.
Good morning, World Kli. I have been given an opportunity to share a fantastic story with all of you guys. I want to talk about a friend who has never missed a lesson or a meeting for more than 10 years. His name is Jihan, and I remember our first meeting. I was living in a city very far away from Istanbul, where he lives. And at our first conversation between each other, even though we had never seen each other physically, he suddenly asked permission to come to the city where I lived. And I said, okay. That was Christmas Day. when he arrived in the town, and we didn't really know each other at all. But after years had passed, he got married, and his wife didn't know anything about Kabbalah, and now they've been studying together for many, many years. His family has devoted themselves to the wisdom and such an example for all of us. Wherever, whoever goes for, to Istanbul from Petah Tikva, Jihan, he hosts them and is always with them. From day one, he has been giving us joy and confidence. It's somebody who is really devoted to the path. And if I can say his name, it's the it's our great friend Haver Jihan from. So I'd like to for all of us to give him a great l'chaim to this dear friend from Turkey. May the Creator bless him and reinforce his devotion towards Bnei Baruch and all of his friends. So l'chaim to him. Let me turn over the microphone to another great friend, Rob from Asia, who will be sharing an African devotion. So l'chaim, dear friends from the world, Klee.
Chaim.
Now, please.
Yes.
אתה יכול לדבר.
You can go ahead and speak.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear an introduction. We're doing the devotion now? Okay. Dear friends, we all know how important it is to come very, very well prepared to any lesson. And we have in the world many places, and the African continent is one of them, where the technology and the service providers for internet services and the facilities that we need to join our lessons are not as good as in other places. So one must come to the lesson prepared for this with great intention, and be ready to overcome everything that can possibly hinder you. To listen to the lesson possibly in intervals of only 1 minute, where you have an interruption. You cannot hear or see perhaps, but you hang in there and you know that eventually the connection will be reestablished. What kind of devotion does that take to hold on to that intention? To listen to the lesson in a home where possibly one disturbs others and there is only one room, or you are in close proximity to others and perhaps your studies are unwelcome. The opposition that one must go through, and all the time holding the intention and being cognizant of the fact, the great importance of the work, and how important must it be to engage and attend so many meetings where there are different languages, and one must receive into one's heart the intentions and the emotions of friends above the language, which, of course, is another barrier for them. And what greatness must there be in such friends that it's reminiscent and reminds one of the devotion of some of our great leaders and teachers, like Bala Salam, who at an old age, in order to get the texts printed, was falling asleep over the printing machines because of the urgency and the importance of getting these teachings to the world. These are the stories of devotion that one is reminded of when one considers friends in Africa and other parts of the world that are doing their absolute utmost to overcome everything that is thrown at them and be together with friends. And now, friends, we will hand over to Turkey 3, to Yilmaz, our great brother, for the dedication and devotion for the Asian friends.
Thank you, Rob. I will tell you a story, a very true story about devotion. If you want to talk about the devotion, is the exact name to talk about. Is our great brother, our great friend, Avi, from Australia. The Australian group is geographically distributed throughout the continent of Australia. France maintaining their connection largely virtually, but a minimum practically physical connection, generally virtually. I know Avi maybe more than 10 years. It's a real story about devotion. As we need to study Kabbalah, we need an examples of devotions. He's the one of our greatest friends in devotion. He supplies everything in Australia with his wife Debbie in Kabbalah Learning Center, and he always with us in lessons, in meetings, in Congress, in every preparations, in every duties. We can see him in every events. All these activities, I will lead and become responsible for in small measure kept Kabbalah alive in Australia. I know a very great friend left Australia and came to Petah Tikva, but again, Avi was there and kept Australian Learning Center and dissemination, Balasunam teachings there alive. I can tell you, Avi, not in a few minutes, is a real gift from God to us, to envy from him, to connect for tens, for all groups. A very real devotion story for every one of us. Thank you, Avi. Thank you, great friends. L'chaim b'nei Baruch. L'chaim. L'chaim.
לחיים ילמז, אפריקה, טורקיה, אסיה, אנחנו ממשיכים בקטע מקור, אומר בעל הסולם.
לחיים ילמז, אפריקה, טורקיה, אסיה. We'll continue with another source excerpt from בעל הסולם. The efforts that one makes are but preparations for achieving devotion. Hence one should grow accustomed to devotion, since no degree can be achieved without devotion. As this is the only tool that qualifies one to be rewarded with all the degrees.
For an active workshop, please share examples of devotion in your tent, of how friends overcame all kinds of obstacles in order to adhere themselves to the group and to the wisdom. Again, please share examples of devotion in your 10 of how friends overcame all kinds of obstacles in order to adhere themselves to the group and to the wisdom.
Oh, my great Haverim, I have a great story for you. Great story. I was on a trip to Sweden with a bunch of friends from all over the world. And when I arrived to the airport, there was a guy who met me in the airport. And everybody said, Alec, please meet. His name is Stefan, and he's from Japan. I cannot speak about this friend without emotion, because this friend, for the last 15 years, that trip was 15 years ago, he has been translating. He's Swedish, but he is married to a Japanese beautiful wife and has a family in Japan. For 15 years, every day, he has been translating to Japanese. And thanks to him, we have many, 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 many great friends. We have a group in Japan, and that's Stefan. I cannot say enough about his devotion. It's amazing. Ave, it's your turn, please.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I want to share the great friends come from Chinese group. He is Abraham. And he is, you know, every day, because in Chinese group, not too much friend together to listen to the morning lesson. So he have no choice. He translation by himself every day, 24 hours. And he always try his best to connect the Chinese friend with the whole world, because a lot of Chinese friend didn't understand the English not that well. So he translation everything in Tamil. So I think he is the bridge from the Chinese group and the whole world. So thank you, the Abraham. Yeah, Alex?
We've got so many devotion stories. It's really everyone on the path, who stays on the path, is a true example of devotion. The real unbelievable ones, Rob that just spoke for Australia, the personal dramas this guy goes through in his family and around, in his business, and yet he's constantly trying.
Unidos construimos nuestro corazón. Unidos construimos nuestro corazón. Todo en la vida cambia con la conexión. Todo en la vida cambia con la conexión.
Alvut, alvut, ishkol beneinu uven kulam, bechol mishechalav, bechol haolam, bechol haolam.
Bueno, amigos, nos toca hablar de nuestro gran amigo, de Eduardo Tolosa. Él es un guardia de seguridad, trabaja justo en este horario y siempre antes.
Friends, we'd like to speak about our dear friends. Dear friend.
Cámara, participando en los talleres, abriendo el corazón, inmenso amigo.
He was participating in all the workshops despite his sickness. Now with the pandemic, they moved him from place to place because of his work. It was difficult for him to be with us. Eduardo Tolosa, he's doing everything possible to be in the lesson, and that's what makes us feel him close to us, very close, even though we can't see him or hear him. He is here.
It's
a story of a huge devotion because this friend makes us feel beyond the physical barrier. That's our story of devotion. Eduardo Tolosa, our dear, huge friend who is above all limitations. He invests everything. He's with us here. L'chaim.
We met PT3, all the whole 10, and we had to think about what story do we tell about devotion. Look at PT3, try to choose a person. It's impossible, right? Each one is the greatest. Sasha tells about Eitan, and Eitan talks about Sasha, and then everyone talks about everyone. So we decided we can't talk about just someone from our 10, because everyone is so great and everyone is one. So we looked left and right, and who jumped at us?
our huge Motimo. Just a minute ago, we heard his great song that made the whole world Klee happy, and this is typically what he does in maybe hundreds of songs that he wrote to us in all those years, and Rav loves this so much about him. But I'm going to tell you a story about his devotion that no one really knows. Everyone knows about what he's doing with his guitar and with his accurate questions, but I'll tell you another story. There was a time when we went to perform in different places to raise the morale of people in Israel. And we'd go to with a truck to a bunch of people and then stop somewhere and give people joy. And Motimo would just stop somewhere, even in the Gaza area, and stop there and make people happy. But about a week later, Motimo was with one person, and he had to carry everything. This means huge speakers and all the technical equipment and everything, and go to the south. And the week before that, he had a team of like 20 people going with him, and then he had just one person. He went ahead to do it as well. And the week afterward, I saw him filling up his car, loading everything up. And I told him, what's going on? He said, oh, I had to go to the doctor. I'm taking pills, painkillers, and I have to perform in the evening. And there's no one to help this time. And so he went on his own to, a place near nowhere there in the south of Israel. And with the painkillers and everything, and I'm sure he gave one of his best performances. And this is our friend. These are the stories of devotion that not a lot of people know about. And this is such an envy that we have such great friends in Bnei Baruch L'Chaim Motimo.
Dear friends, we derive so much strength from your devotion. We want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Thank you for all the music you give. The melodies come straight from the heart and enter our heart.
Always taking a lead in dissemination. Great brothers, you're such a great example.
Our joy to be with you, to be a part of you, the representatives from the Creator.
We learn so much from you, how to work together and how to approach the world with dissemination.
The moments when we dwell together as brothers, when our hearts melt into one. We're so grateful for our Yeshivat Chaverim with you.
And to be able to be amongst the greatest of the generation, working in our togetherness to reveal the Creator. We yearn to always be with you in the Congress.
You show us what is real love is. Your show is devotion, annulment and incorporation.
Yes, brothers, you are the greatest examples we could ever hope for. There's everything to learn from you.
Thank you so much, dear friends, for just being there and enabling us to be a part of you. You are our whole reality, forever.
Let's enter with one intention with this excerpt to the lesson. Rabash writes, afterwards, at the end of our work, which is by adjusting to acts of bestowal, when we do not want to receive any pleasure and our only aim is to bestow upon the Creator, meaning that He is willing to give to the Creator everything He has, even his life, which is all that he cherishes. For man will give anything for his soul, and he is willing to give even this soul to the Creator.